Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Anything else?
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
Your future.
Amen. I concur. I agree. Hallelujah. With the last part of that song, I'm excited about your future.
Yes,
I'm excited about my future. I'm excited about what God is up to.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's why we are going to continue to pray. We are going to continue to believe God, put our trust in Almighty God. Put our faith in God who is able to do anything but fail. Hallelujah. The Bible declares that, glory be to God, all things are possible for those who believe.
Yes.
Those who believe. And that's why we pray on these Tuesday nights to stir up our belief, to strengthen our belief, to increase our faith, to ask God who can do the impossible, to intercede and come and just take control of every negative situation in our lives, and God will do it. Hallelujah. I'm excited for you. Amen. I'm Pastor Anthony Simmons. I'm here with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Church family.
Yes.
We are just coming off of a wonderful anniversary and celebration service, and we are here praying 2 days later because, glory be to God, God has kept us as a church for 7 years, and we are going to continue to pray on these Tuesday nights, just trusting and believing God for all things. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for all the great, wonderful, and mighty things he is doing in our midst.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Well, I am going to pray, and I am going to just trust and believe God on tonight for you and for me. And there is a scripture that I would like to read. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, Lord. If I can find that scripture, amen. Yes, here it is in the book of Luke, the 22nd chapter, beginning at that 39 verse. The Bible says, Jesus went out, as usual, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed. Father, if you are willing,
take this cup from me.
Yet not my will, but yours be done. Help us, God. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. Why are you sleeping? He asked them. Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Father, in the name of Jesus, we believe your word. Jesus, you gave us a command to pray. You said men ought always to pray. If my people who have been called by my name, if they would humble themselves and if they would pray, if they would turn from their wicked ways, then they will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Father God, in the name of Jesus, our land needs healing. Father God, we need you in a mighty way. We need your grace on tonight.
Yes.
We need your mercy on tonight. We need your favor to invade the earth realm in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done on earth as it already has been established in heaven.
Yes.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus,
We plead the blood of Jesus over this prayer line. We say, Lord, glory be to God, breathe on us tonight. Pour out blessings too big for us to receive on tonight. In the name of Jesus, you said we have not because we ask not. Now we open up our mouths, Lord, and we give you thanks, glory be to God, at the outset. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough for what you've already done. Our children are saved. Our marriages are rescued. Our minds, Lord, are restored in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I know the doctor said there's sickness in our bodies. I know we may have prescriptions that we have filled. But by the word of God, we are already healed in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we're believing your word on tonight. We are established in you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what you are going to do for those who love you. So, Lord, that's why we are praying. We want our love for you to increase. We want our love for you to endure. We want our love for you to last. In the name of Jesus, so every person under the sound of my voice, they are trusting in the word of God. They are believing in the Bible. They are putting all their cards and all their confidence in you. Because your word says, this is the confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, we know that you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, we have confidence, and we walk away with the blessed assurance that all things are going to work together for our good. So tonight we're counting it all joy. I said tonight we are counting it all joy. If we got laid off that job, we are praying tonight that you're going to get us a better job. If they foreclosed on the house, we are believing you through prayer that we're going to have a better house. We know that the word, Father God, will never forsake us. We know that you will never leave us nor forsake us. You said, Lord, you'll always be with us. Yea, though we walk through that valley, Lord, we know that you're with us tonight. So in the name of Jesus, we speak prosperity tonight. We speak abundance on tonight. We speak increase on tonight. We speak wealth on tonight. You have given us the ability to get wealth. In the name of Jesus, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our source, not the job. Thank God for the job. Thank God for the check. But we're looking to the hills, which cometh our help. Our help tonight comes from God Almighty. Lord, right now, we're praying for every marriage, that they will build that marriage upon a rock. They will build that marriage upon your word. And every struggling marriage right now, I speak life to it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, go ahead and rescue that marriage. Right now, turn it around if it's negative. Turn it around if the loss or the fire have dissipated. Turn it around in the name of Jesus. If people are arguing, husbands and wives, right now I speak peace to every marriage. In the name of Jesus, Lord, every household, bring unity back to the household. Children honoring their parents, that their days may be long. In the name of Jesus, parents raising their children up in the fear and admonition of Almighty God. The families that prays together stays together. The family that prays together stays together. The family that have devotions together and believe and strengthen one another. Glory be to God. Lord, we pray that you come into every household tonight, that you invade every mindset tonight. You told us not to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow have enough worries of its own. So I pray for every person who is worried tonight. I come against the spirit of stress and anxiety. I come against that spirit of insomnia tonight. In the name of Jesus, your word says whatever we bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. And I bind up that spirit of worry. I bind up that spirit of restlessness. I bind up that spirit of insomnia. I bind up that spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, of nervousness. And Lord, I speak peace right now. I speak solace and slumber right now for your people. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are praying right now for you give us a peace which surpass all understanding, because according to your word, if we bring our prayers and our supplications unto you, you said you give us a peace which surpass all understanding. Oh, glory be to God. You are the Prince of Peace. You are Abba, Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name tonight. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread, and forgive us. Oh, I felt that when I said it. I felt that when I said it. Lord, you are married to the backslider. Lord, we are, none of us are worthy, but through prayer and through your grace and through your love that is unchanging, oh, glory be to God, all you see is your son, Jesus. We're standing behind Jesus. We are co-heirs with Jesus. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. So, Lord, we repent right now for sins known and unknown. Lord, we repent right now when we lost our temper. We repent right now, Lord, when we didn't obey your word. We repent right now, Lord, for not trusting in you, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we say we have godly sorrow tonight. We have godly remorse on tonight. Lord, we know when we missed the mark. Oh, glory be to God. But your word says in our weakness, your strength is made perfect. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we know, glory be to God, if we repent, you have already thrown it into the sea of forgetfulness. Glory be to God. We're forgetting like the Apostle Paul, those things which are behind us, and our best days are ahead of us. I hope you hear me on this prayer line. Your best days are ahead of you. Your greatest days are ahead of you. Your blessed days are ahead of you. Glory be to God. Keep putting your trust in God. Keep praying for your marriage. Keep praying for your finances. Keep praying for your health and your body. Keep praying for God to restore everything that the devil has taken from you. Keep praying if you lost your job that God will open up a door that no man can shut. Keep praying when you put your resume and your application out there that God will give you favor from on high. Keep praying, those of you who have an application with the underwriter, that the loan officer will give you favor. Keep praying for your children that the devil must take his hand. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. The devil must take his hand off of your children. They will live for God. They will love God. They will be set apart in the name of Jesus. They won't hook up and allow their character to be corrupted with darkness. In the name of Jesus, I speak and declare every person on the sound, under the sound of my voice, that have seed. The Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. I call all of your children saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. I call that marriage restored. If you are a single parent, I call every need met. In the name of Jesus, if you're looking for a spouse, it's on its way. Glory be to God. Your Boaz is looking for you. If you're looking for a wife, in the name of Jesus, your Ruth is looking for you. Oh, glory be to God. We have not because we ask not. If you're lacking money, I speak prosperity to your house right now. In the name of Jesus, if you're lacking, glory be to God, confidence, God has not given us that spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. I speak to your mind right now that it is sound. I speak to your mind right now that God will regulate your thoughts that God will give you witty ideas and creativity that you've never known before. God will give you innovation that you will survive this crisis that the nation is facing. It's never a recession in the kingdom of God. God will give you an idea to write that book. He'll give you a soundtrack to make that CD. God will give you, glory be to God, favor where people will write your paychecks and they'll make checks payable to you and just show you kindness and favor because God moved the heart of man. In the name of Jesus, all of God this year and none of man, all of God this year. We're not going to lean out to our own understanding, but God, in all of our ways, we are going to acknowledge you, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have mercy on us tonight.
Have mercy, God.
We need your mercy, Lord. Sometimes, Lord, we need you to make a way where there seems to be no way. God, we need you to give us courage where our courage is fainting. God, we need you to strengthen our faith in the name of Jesus on tonight. We need you to heal our sick bodies on tonight. In the name of Jesus, every person with sickness in their body, Isaiah 53, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace have been laid upon Jesus Christ, and by his shed blood, you are already healed. In the name of Jesus, I speak total healing over your body. I speak total restoration over your body. I give that body back to God. I remove every infirmity, every affliction, every sickness, every disease. Right now we curse it and we cancel it and we say, Lord, remove it right now. In the name of Jesus, you said if we speak to the mountain and say, be moved, it shall be moved. And right now we speak to sickness and we say, you must go. We speak to disease and we say, you must go. We speak to lack tonight and we say, you must go. We speak to poverty tonight and we say, you must go.
Yes.
So right now, Lord, we pray for every person under the sound of my voice that they would speak, Lord, those things that be not as though they are. Jesus, you said the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But you told us you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And we speak abundant life to every person in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak your peace. Let him who steals, steal no more. We pray for New Creation Church on tonight. We pray that you send in the multitudes. We pray that you send in the harvest. We pray that you send in the residents of the city of Hillside. In the name of Jesus, send in the residents of the city of Irvington and Newark. In the name of Jesus, send in the residents from the city of Bloomfield and Elizabeth and Union. In the name of Jesus, the Northern Jersey area, Lord. Fill up that church, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want to do a work for your kingdom. Oh, glory be to God. The devil is still a liar on tonight. We put the enemy under our feet on tonight, and we say, Lord, have your way. Have your way in New Creation Church. I pray for every member. I pray for every family. I pray for every tither. I pray for every ministry worker. I pray for every glory be to God person that's praying for us. I pray for those who hold our arms up on a weekly basis. I pray, Lord, for every person on this prayer line who is connected to the church in some way, who called this prayer line, who's standing in the need of prayer. I pray for them, Lord, that your blessings will overwhelm them, that your mercy will be sufficient, that your grace will meet every need. So, Lord, as my wife take over this prayer line, as we open up the prayer line for prayer requests, heal the sick, raise the dead, give peace to the worried person tonight, turn our ashes into beauty, Lord. Give us the garment of praise for heaviness on tonight, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, hear our prayers on tonight. We need you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We need you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We worship you and we magnify your name on tonight. Oh, God, you are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, oh, God, which is sufficient unto us, Father God, for each and every day, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for the deliverance and salvation, God. We thank you for saving our souls, God, while we were lost in sin, God, while we were walking away from you, while we were walking in error, walking in our sins, God. We thank you, Lord, for reaching down from heaven, oh God, and picking us up, oh God, putting us on solid ground, Father God, planting our feet, oh God, turning us around, God, putting us in the right direction, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, that you have a great plan for our lives. You said, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And God, we thank you that you have a great plan for our lives, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. Yeah. Oh, God,
no,
Lord, we thank you that we are the head and not the tail. We thank you, Lord, that we are the top and not the bottom.
Right.
We thank you that we are above and never beneath.
Right.
We thank you, Lord, that we are the lender and not the borrower. We thank you, Lord, that we are the healed and not the sick. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that we shall prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. So, Lord, we just ask that you continue to have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way, not our will, but let your will be done, God. Oh, Lord, oh, Jesus, let your will be done. Oh, Father, let your will be done, not our will, but let your will be done in our lives. Let your will be done in our marriages. Let your will be done in our businesses. Let your will be done in our homes. Let your will be done with our parenting, oh, God. Lord, let your will be done in our relationships. Let your will be done with our children, oh, God. Lord, we give ourselves away to you. We surrender all to you. We give ourselves to you, God. Hallelujah. We love you today, God. We worship your name. We magnify your name, God. Lord, we know that you have a great plan for us, and we move ourselves out of your way, huh? Oh, God, we move ourselves out of your way, God. Lord, we repent, oh, God, for any wrong doing. We repent for our sins. Forgive us, oh, God, for gossiping. Forgive us, oh, God, for, Father God, all the sins that we have committed, for backbiting, for tearing each other down, for hating. Forgive us, oh, God, for losing our temper, oh, God. Forgive us, oh, God, hallelujah, for all the wrongs and all the errors and sins that we have committed, God. We thank you, Lord, that your mercies are new every day. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you don't hold our sin against us. Where sin abounds, that your grace abounds all the more, God. So, Lord, we come to you, huh? You said, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, will pray, will repent, and turn from their evil ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will hear their, heal their land. Lord, we repent, God. We are your people, called by your name, God. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh, Lord. I need you, God. And that is the cry of every person on this prayer line, God. We need you, God. We need you to step into the middle of that situation. Somebody, Lord, needs you, oh God, to step into the middle of that situation with their child. Somebody needs you, oh God, to step into the middle of that situation with their bills. Somebody needs you, oh God, to step into that middle of that situation with that doctor's report. God, oh God, somebody needs you to step into the middle of that situation in their marriage. marriage, oh God. Oh God, somebody needs you to give them peace, and somebody needs you to give them joy on today, and somebody needs you, oh God, hallelujah, to help them sleep that night, God. I pray for those people, God, who need you, oh God, in the middle of suffering, in the middle of trials, in the middle of tribulations, in the middle, oh God, hallelujah, of what seems to be hopelessness, oh God. Lord, I ask that you step into the middle of that situation right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I bind up the hand of Satan right now in the name of Jesus. I come against every attack of the evil and every attack of the enemy right now. We declare and we decree right now total victory.
Victory in every area.
In every area, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. We won't stop praising you, oh God. Yet when we praise you, oh God, when everything is going crazy and haywire in our lives, Lord, we're going to praise you. We're going to worship you. We're going to magnify your name, oh God. Lord, 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 step in. Step in now, God, and Father God, begin to turn that situation around, oh God. You are the Lord of the turnaround. You are the Lord of the turnaround. You are the Lord of the turnaround, oh God. And we know that you are able to do all things but fail, oh God. So, Lord, we bring our daughters to you. We bring our sons to you. We bring our finances to you, oh God. Lord, we bring ourselves to you, oh God. Lord, we lay ourselves at your altar and we say, Lord, help us, heal us, deliver us, help our children, God. Our daughters are suffering. They're going from here and there looking for love in all of the wrong places, God. Our sons are Father God, seemingly lost, oh God. But Lord, we know that you can help them. We know you can help our children. You said our seed is blessed. You said that we are blessed and our seed is blessed, God. So we pray for our children on tonight, God. Every adult child, every minor child, every adolescent child, every baby, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch our children. Touch our children. Touch our seed on tonight. Save our children. Save them. We declare and decree that our children will know you for themselves. We declare and decree that our children will be filled with the Holy Ghost. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against our children can prosper. We declare and decree that our children will walk in right relationship with you, oh God. Lord, we declare and decree, oh God, that great is the peace of our children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, put them in the right relationships and Lord, order their steps. You said in your word that the steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are ordered by you, oh God. So Lord, we put our children on the altar tonight, God. We say save our children, God. Hallelujah. The wayward ones, the ones that are in the alternative lifestyle, the ones that are shacking up, oh God, the ones that are caught up in fornication, oh God, the ones that are caught up in drugs and alcohol, the ones that are caught up in unbelief, oh God, we say loose them tonight, God, free them and let them go, God, save them, God, snatch them from the fires of hell, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we praise you on tonight, and we just thank you, Lord. We receive it tonight.
Yes.
We receive that our children are saved. We receive that our children are healed, God. No matter how bad it looks, people, God is speaking on the behalf of your children on tonight, your adult children, our adult children, because Pastor Emily and I have adult children as well, and even more so than the minor children, but God is speaking on the behalf of our adult seed, our adult sons, and our adult daughters, and he's saying, let not your heart be troubled. He's saying, trust in me. Trust in me. My word is true. I have spoken in my my word, that great is the peace of your children. And for that mother who's crying out on the behalf of her daughter, for that mother and that father who's crying out on the behalf of their son, God is saying, trust in me. And all of you who are crying out on the behalf of your grandchildren, God is saying, trust in me. I got them. Believe me, I will not let them perish. Hallelujah. God says, I will not let them perish. Your prayers have come up before me, as a sweet-smelling incense. And God says, I have heard your prayers pertaining to your seed, and I will save your children. I've spoken that I will bless those to 1,000 generations, those who love me. Because you love me, because you were called by my name, because you seek my face, because you walk in obedience to me, God says, your seed is blessed. And no matter how bad it looks, God says, I'm snatching them out. I'm turning it around. I'm saving them. I'm speaking to their hearts in the midnight hour. I'm sending people to evangelize them. I'm just like I sent a man into the bar to get Pastor Rebecca, and just like I sent a woman into an office to get Pastor Anthony. God says, it's a setup. It's a divine setup. I have already set it up for your seed to be saved, and you got to receive that on tonight. Go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for saving our seed. We thank you for saving our children, God. We thank you and we praise you on tonight, God. We thank you for saving our grandchildren, the generations, thousands of generations of those who love you, oh God. Lord, we love you and we're called by your name. And we thank you, Lord, for saving our children on tonight. So go ahead and speak to them in the alleyways and speak to them in the bars and speak to them, oh God. Hallelujah. In the bedroom and speak to them in the drug house, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and speak to them in those relationships that are not conducive to your word and not conducive to your plan. And Lord, we just thank you in advance and we declare it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God, we praise you on tonight and we thank you, Lord, for New Creation Church Christian Ministries, God. We thank you for the church, God, that you have given us the pastor, God. We ask that you continue to bless. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person that came out to celebrate with us on this past weekend, God. We thank you for those who encouraged our hearts on this past weekend, God. And we ask, Father God, that you bless them, oh God. Bless them above and beyond what they can think, ask, or imagine, God. We thank you, Lord, for every member, God. For those, Father God, who hold up our hands on a weekly basis, God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will pour a blessing into their houses, oh God. Pour a blessing into their homes, oh God. Bless them above what they can think, ask, or imagine, oh Lord. Lord, because they have hooked up with your divine ministry. Because they have hooked up with this church that you have ordained, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that, Father God, there's no good thing that you will withhold from them, God. So, Lord, we praise you on tonight, God. Hallelujah. Lord, bless my mother, oh God. Bless Mother Mae Thomas on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for giving her a church home in Florida, Lord. Thank you for her pastor, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for, Father God, what you're doing down there in Sanford, oh God. Lord, thank you, Father God, Father God. For Alan AME, oh God. Lord, thank you, Father God, for Father God, the work that you're doing in that church. Lord, I ask that you continue to raise up Mother Mae Thomas, God. Continue, Father God, to stir up your fire in her belly, God. Continue to use her for your glory, God. Continue to give her peace that surpasses all understanding, God. Lord, I ask that you touch each and every one of her children, God. Every one of my brothers-in-law, oh God. My sisters-in-law, oh God. My God, my nieces, my nephew, and my children, God. Lord, the generations, the grandchildren and great-grandchildren, God. Lord, this woman, Father God, has been faithful over a few things, God. And I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you're blessing her mightily during this time, that her latter days, are going to be greater than her former days, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for allowing her to be my hero, God. I thank you, Lord, for the role model and the example that she put before me, Lord. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that she taught me how to be a godly woman, God. I thank you, Lord, that she taught me how to be strong, God. I thank you, Father God, for the example that she gave me to never give up, God. Lord, I thank you for the prayers that she prays for my husband and myself. I thank you, Lord. We thank you for the prayers that she prays for this church, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the seed that she sows still on a monthly basis, God, towards this church, God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you continue to bless her, God. Save each and every one of her children, God. Keep them out of drugs and alcohol, God. Keep them out of trouble, God. Save her grandchildren, God. Save her great-grandchildren and her great-great-grand, God. Lord, satisfy her with long life. We thank you for healing her body. I declare her healed from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I declare great peace shall overwhelm her. Every shackle, every chain is broken, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for the latter-day blessing that you have over my mother, Mae Thomas, oh God, the blessing that you have on her life, that she raised 6 kids, oh God, single-handedly, God, but with your help, knowing that you were there with her, never leaving her, never forsaking her, oh God. Lord, continue to show yourself mighty in her life. Lord, we just thank you for healing every one of her children, God. Heal my sister, Renee Jackson, God. Oh, Father God, heal her eyes, oh God. We pray, Father God, for restored vision, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of depression right now, God. We thank you, Lord, for healing her body. We thank you for healing her mind. We thank you, Lord, for healing her soul. We thank you, Lord, for giving her peace, for giving her joy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for healing Rashida, Barbara Thomas. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for your hands upon her life. We bind up Satan. I come against every plan of the enemy, every plan of retaliation and backlash and backsliding, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that what you have done, it is sealed on their lives, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on tonight. Hallelujah, and we worship you. Touch Gary and my daughter Hakita and Jackie and Derek and Vonda, oh God. Touch, God, my siblings, oh God, my family that stands united, oh God. Hallelujah. Touch this family, God. Touch Pastor Anthony's family, his brothers, his sisters, yeah. Oh God. Darlene and Lewis and Rodney and Larry, oh God. Lord, we just thank you. And Michael, oh God, touch this family, God. Lord, touch the nuclear family, every family, the Callows and Father God, the Leeks and Father God, hallelujah, the Lewises and the Johnsons and Father God, hallelujah, the Simmons and the Edmonds, oh God, hallelujah, touch every family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, continue to have your way, God, let your will be done, oh God, the Pages and Father God, hallelujah, every family, God, one by one and name by name, the Davises, oh Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, the Tuckers, oh God, touch every family that's affiliated with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, touch the Lane family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, continue to have your way, the Singletaries, and oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, the McCray family, God, every family, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for your hand being upon every family, God, and Lord, we bless you on tonight, God, and even as we open up the prayer lines, we ask that you will continue to increase New Creation Church, God. We bind up the hand of Satan, oh God. Lord, touch, Father God, Sister Maria, oh God, and her family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, what man, oh Father God, had meant for evil, God, we thank you, Lord. How? In the name of Jesus. That you're turning it around. My God, that you already turned it around. Sister Maria, God said, well, God said, well, man meant for evil. My God, what man meant for evil. Hallelujah. I don't even know she's there, but I believe she's here listening. What man meant for evil, Sister Maria, God says he turned that thing around. It's being turned around. It's like when you go through those doors, and so they got the ones that you have to push to go around the revolving door to go from outside of the store into the inside. But now they have the ones that are automatic, and all you have to do is step in. And God is saying to you on tonight, all you have to do is step in, because he's already turning it. It's already being turned, and you, all you have to do is step into the rotation, because God is turning it around, hallelujah, on your behalf. God is giving you back your joy. God is increasing your joy, hallelujah. God is giving you a new shout. He's giving you a dance like you never danced before, hallelujah. God's giving you a praise like you never praised before. He's the God of the turnaround, Jehovah Shiloh, the God of the turnaround. Ha! In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Have your way, Lord, hallelujah. So, Lord, bless Sister Maria. Bless her, oh God. Bless her husband, her son, oh God, her family, her business, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So even as we take prayer requests, God, we just thank you that it's already done. In Jesus' name, have your way. Bless this United States of America. Bless the president, oh God. Bless the elections on today, God. We know, God, that you had your way today in the elections, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, continue to have your way. Clean up the streets, oh God. We come against gang violence and shootings and drive-bys, huh? We come against racism and sexism, oh God. We come against discrimination, oh God, and schisms in your church, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and we speak unity and peace, deliverance, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 None of my God. God is releasing blessings on tonight. Even as we take prayer requests, if you need prayer, amen, personal prayer, hallelujah. I just feel the Spirit of the Lord so mightily. And so many of you have prayers on the table, and God is just saying to you on today, it's already done, my God. So what we're doing is we're going to thank God, hallelujah, for answer prayer on tonight. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank God for answer prayer on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Area code 404. That's my Sister Maria. God bless you. I believe it's Sister Maria. God bless you. Area code 404, you are on the air.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. God bless you, Pastor Anthony. God bless both of you. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you. All praise and glory goes to you, dear God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
You're worthy to be praised, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You're worthy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you.
We worship you, oh God.
Thank you. Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes,
that's all
Jesus.
I want to say, Pastor Rebecca. That's all I want to say.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
My God, that's
thank
it,
you,
right
Lord.
There.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise
hallelujah,
you.
Lord.
Somebody
thank
go ahead
you,
and help
Jesus.
Her praise Him. Hallelujah.
Yes,
go ahead
Lord.
And praise
thank
God.
You,
go ahead and worship His name.
Hallelujah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I love you, dear Lord. I love you, God.
My
I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. All praise and glory to you, dear God. You're worthy to be praised, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
God bless you both, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. Thank you. God bless you both. Thank you very much. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus. Still, we're still asking for prayer requests. Amen. As we're praising God. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Hallelujah, 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 amen. Area code 908, God bless you, you're on the air. Welcome to the prayer line tonight.
Hey,
Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise the Lord. I'm still asking for prayer. I'm still looking for a place of my own.
Amen. Amen. Who are we speaking with?
Margie.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Margie. Amen. We will be lifting that up on tonight. You're still looking for a place of your own. Is that the only prayer request you want us to submit up tonight?
Also that there will be peace in the place that I'm living now.
Yes.
That God's peace would abide and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we lift up Sister Margie to you right now. Glory be to God. Father God, we say have your way in this situation.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Glory be to God, even for where she is.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we pray right now for your peace to be there and that dwelling place as you open this door, Lord, that no man can shut. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, right now we speak favor over her life pertaining to this situation, Lord, a place of dwelling, a place of residence, a place to reside in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the transition. We thank you for the shift already. We thank you for the open door. Glory be to God. Now, Father God, hallelujah, while she waits patiently on you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak peace to her mind. We say, peace be still. In the name of Jesus, Father God, your grace is sufficient. And right now, give her strength in her weakened areas. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we know that it's already worked out according to your matchless hand and your mighty power. You know the plans you think towards us. And right now, you're watching over your word to perform it. So in the name of Jesus, we call it done. The housing is hers.
Yes.
The place of residence is hers.
Yes.
We believe by faith on tonight
yes.
that she already has the keys in her
yes.
hand. She already has been approved in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
She already got the okay and the yes for those with the power and the authority. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, help her to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes,
help her to believe and trust in your word
yes,
that you have already worked it out according to your matchless
yes,
hand.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
so we call it done.
Yes,
we touch and agree tonight because your word says with two or more, when we touch and agree, we shall have what we believe you for.
Oh,
and right now, Lord,
hallelujah.
We say it's already done.
Thank you.
Pertaining to this prayer,
hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray.
My
amen.
God. Amen.
Well, Sister Margie, walk by faith and not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that God has already done it, already working
yes.
out on your behalf.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank
amen,
you.
My sister.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Bless
hallelujah.
You. Continue to listen. Amen. As we take more prayer requests on tonight.
Yes.
Glory
God.
Be to God.
Hallelujah.
God is still opening doors, Pastor,
yes.
that no man can
yes,
shut.
He is.
God is still a miracle working God.
Still a miracle.
Signs,
God.
Wonders, and miracles are following those of us
believe.
Who believe
yes,
God.
God.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
Name of
so he's a keeper.
Mm.
He's El Shaddai. The big breasted, all sufficient one.
All-sufficient.
He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
My provider.
He's Jehovah Nisi, Lord, you reign.
You reign.
Jehovah Shalom, he's our peace.
He is my peace.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So God is sufficient.
Yes.
He's omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient.
Yes.
God knows everything before we can utter a word to him.
God.
And I believe everybody on this prayer line tonight, glory be to God. I believe God has already worked out every negative situation and going to turn it around for his good. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we got to declare, even as we wait on more prayer requests, and we just thank you for Sister Margie. You need a prayer request, just
Maria,
if you have
Margie,
a prayer request, just press one, and we will pray for you. But Sister Margie, God is just saying to you tonight, I just saw you moving forward, and God is just saying continue to put one foot in front of the other. In other words, keep moving forward. God is saying keep moving forward. Hallelujah. Don't look back. He says everything that he has for you is ahead of you. It's in front of you. So there are some things that are trying to hinder you from your past. And God is saying, don't even focus on those things. Yes, they are there. They're coming up to the surface. But God said, do not focus on the things that are trying to hinder you from your path, but continue to press forward and keep your eyes stayed on Jesus, because Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. He is all sufficient, and Jesus has everything taken care of. Jesus says, if you ask anything in my name, I will give it to you. So know that it's already done. Continue to move forward. I just see you moving forward. Just keep moving forward. It's in the press.
Yes.
It's in the press. Your blessing is in the press. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. For the spirit of prophecy on tonight. Yes. What a mighty God we serve. For the spirit of prayer on tonight. The prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. And God is saying, I'm calling for a remnant. Pastor, God is saying, I'm calling for a remnant. I'm calling for a people who refuse to quit. I'm calling for a people who refuse to give up. I'm calling for a people who refuse to back down. I am calling for a people who refuse to doubt.
Jesus.
God is saying that song, you can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart.
Too much about him.
You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Go ahead and sing that where you are. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. And that has to be your testimony, that the devil, that the circumstances, that people talking about you, that people walking away from you, that people not appreciating you, that the bills on the counter, that husband acting like he doesn't have good sense, like the children acting foolish, none of that stuff. The doctor's report, none of that stuff. Not on any of that stuff can make you doubt God. You have to believe God. You have to believe God in spite of what you see with your own two eyes. You got to hear me on tonight. You got to believe God in spite of what you see with your own two eyes, because your eyes can deceive you. What you see with your physical, natural eye can deceive you, but you got to go by what you see. You got to see things in the spiritual realm, my God. You got to begin to look at things in the spiritual realm, my God. I'm about to start preaching. Well, you got to catch me on Sunday, amen, because I got a word in my belly, Pastor, and I'm ready to preach, amen. But God wanted me to tell you here on tonight, and I got to share it with feeling, because I know what it's like to walk through that thing where the devil wants you to give up, and the devil wants you to quit, and the devil wants you to doubt God. And God is saying on tonight, don't doubt me, because I am God. And if there was a picture in the Bible next to the word faithful, God said you would see a picture of the crucifixion. Christ, because when Christ hung on the cross, after it was all said and done, he hung his head. Before he gave up the ghost, he said three words. He said, it is finished, my God. It is finished. It's already done, my God. Everything you're believing God for is done. It's finished, my God. In the name of Jesus, you just got to go through the process, my God. Tell yourself, I'm going through this process. Oh, yes, I am. I'm not going to give up on my crown. I'm not going to give up on my reward. I'm not giving up on the manifestation of the blessing that God has promised me. It is finished, my God. Don't doubt God. God is saying tonight, don't doubt me, don't grow weary, and well doing. If you don't faint in due season, you will prosper.
I receive it.
Amen. So amen. So amen. It's 8:27. We have time for one more prayer request. If you want to, if you need a prayer request, just press one, and we will pray. My heart, I've had to preach that to myself, amen, because my heart is happy, because I know God has great things in store for me. Listen, you got to declare things. God has great things in store for me. Make it personal. Go ahead. And I know you're in your living room, in your bedroom, in your kitchen. My God, I know you might be in your car, but go ahead and open your mouth and say, God has great things in store for me. Huh? That's it, my God. Now go ahead and shout and give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. God.
God has great things in store for me.
We're going to walk by faith, Pastor, not by sight.
Amen.
The Bible says the just, that's who we are, shall live by faith.
By faith.
Let the redeemed of the Lord think so.
Hallelujah.
You and I have been redeemed. That means we have been bought. We have been purchased by God himself.
My God.
We belong to him. We are God's property.
Jesus.
And glory be to God. Nobody can undo what God has already done.
Mm.
So you are already blessed.
My God.
You're already healed.
In the name of
you're God. Already wealthy.
Jesus.
You're already delivered.
Jesus.
Glory be
already.
To God. Already.
Already.
You're already set free.
My God.
You're when the ready. Son has set free, it's free indeed.
My God.
So we're going to go depart from this prayer line. We continue to pray for Sister Carmen's daughter. We continue to pray for Evangelist Elizabeth Page. We continue to pray for those looking this way for prayer.
Amen, Lord. We just praise you and we bless your name right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for Sister Yvette, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for her life. We thank you, Lord, even as I declared earlier with the seed and our children, God, that she is blessed and highly favored, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that she's walking, Father God, in the promises, Father God, that you have already ordained before her, oh God, because her mother is blessed, oh God. Lord, we just thank you for her life, God. We declare that no weapon formed against her can prosper, Lord. Lord, we thank you for Evangelist Elizabeth Page, oh God. Even on tonight, God, we declare total healing over her life, divine healing, oh God, supernatural healing, that by the stripes of Christ, she is healed in Jesus' name. Lord, we just praise you on tonight, and we worship your name, oh God, that no weapon formed against any of your people under the sound of my voice can prosper, oh God, that we are the blessed of the Lord, that we are highly favored, oh God, that we are walking in divine destiny, oh God, that we are more than conquerors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, that we don't ask, God, we don't know that it's already done, God. Lord, we've asked before, but we come, oh God, to put you in remembrance of your word, oh God, and we come to thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of those things that we have prayed for on tonight, God. And just like our Sister Maria came with a praise on her lips, God, we continue to praise you. We continue to glorify your name. We continue to bless your name. We continue to worship you, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Emily and I are excited. We'll be over at the church. We want to thank everybody that came out to celebrate with us on this past Sunday. We had a time in the Lord. Amen. We are on fire. We are on fire. We are on fire. We are at 1482 Maple Avenue now,
okay.
Hillside, New Jersey. Again, the address is 1482 Maple Avenue. Listen, if you ever been over to Elizabeth, you know God's power was in the house, but guess what? It's still in the house over in the hillside, and it's intensified. Amen. Hallelujah, because our God is a consuming fire. I tell you, our God is a consuming fire, and we are seeking his face. We are all about Jesus. We love Jesus. We love Jesus because he loved us first, and he's been so good to us. So we want to encourage you and invite you to come over. Listen, we have a 12:30 service. It's ideal for those of you who have an 8 o'clock service, a 9 o'clock service, or a 10 o'clock service in the New Jersey area, even an 11 o'clock service. If you end about 1 o'clock, 1:30, you still have time to come over to Hillside and worship God with us. Amen. We are not in church all day. We get it done. Amen. Within about 2 hours, so about 2:30, my God, hour and a half, amen, 2 o'clock, 2:30, you'll be not walking out the door, but you'll be floating, my God, because we will fill you up with the spirit of the Most High God. You'll get a fresh infilling, my God. We lay before the Lord all week so that we can pour out on Sunday. So we're excited. That's why I'm not supposed to be pouring out today, but God said pour out a little bit, pour out your glory, amen. We're excited, amen. About what God is doing in our new location. I'm just excited, Pastor. Pastor, like, just go ahead and do what you got to do, baby. Amen. I'm excited. Amen. We're excited about what God is doing. We invite you to come and worship God with us on Sunday. Listen, we'll be there tomorrow at 7:30 for our Bible study. Listen, Pastor Anthony Simmons is an anointed preacher of the Word of God. But not only is he an anointed preacher of the Word, He is anointed to teach that word. My God, he is an anointed teacher of the word. He walks in the office of not only pastor, but teacher. My God, so you got to come out and hear the word of God being taught. My God, being taught. My God, line upon line, precept upon precept. Amen. Mm-hmm. So come out and get the word of God. You cannot be a Sunday Christian only. You need Bible study. Amen.
You need
Bible study. Tell
That's
yourself,
your
I need Bible
That's
study.
Your way.
Sunday is good, but if you can come to Bible study, come on out to Bible study tomorrow at 7:30, 1482 Maple Avenue. 7:30 tomorrow night, Hillside, New Jersey. Amen. God bless you. Listen, we love you. We love you. But more importantly than that, Jesus loves you. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Tamala, man, take me to the King. God bless you. Good night. Amen.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Me to the King. I don't have much.